Chapter 17. Let's Make a Deal. After bedtime, I climb down my ladder and stand by our bed. We need to talk. The late night moonlight slinks through the window, illuminating her nasty smile.
I'd be delighted to.
Let's go somewhere private. The CL? The nighttime makeout center? That's hardly private. I prefer the lookout. I'm not quite in the mood for hiking. Or bees, for that matter.
Please,
Liana snorts. What kind of witch do you take me for? With a snap of her fingers, the bunk's broom rises from its spot near the door, soars across the room, and lands in her hand.
Let's go.
I wish I had my helmet. We take off from the porch and zoom up to the lookout in 30 seconds flat. I slide off the broom to safety as soon as my tiptoes touch the ground.
So,
she says, twirling the broom in her hand like a baton, what do you want to talk about? You're not taking Miri with you to boarding school, I say, arms shivering. It's colder up here than I thought it would be.
I don't think it's up to you, she says calmly.
She's not acting like herself at all. Did you put her under a spell? I'm sure that she did. Liana laughs.
You have to accept the fact that your sister likes me. She would rather be with me.
I can teach her things you'd never be able to.
You have to consider what's best for her, Rachel. It's about time you thought about someone other than yourself.
I try to clear my mind by looking at the star-filled sky. Am I being selfish? Is Miri better off with Liana?
No. What would Liana teach Miri? How to be evil?
And Miri is way too young to be on her own. You're crazy if you think I'm letting you take her. She laughs, cackles again.
You're crazy if you think you can stop me.
She does have a point. How could I stop her? Her magic is eons more advanced than mine. Trying to fight it would be like challenging her to a tennis match, a newbie against a pro. I need to go at this another way, by begging. Please, Liana, tell Miri this is a bad idea. You can still spend time with her. You can spend next summer with her if you want. You don't have to kidnap her. Think about how devastated my parents will be. She tilts her head to the side, as though considering this.
Well, when you put it like that,
my heart races. It's working. The begging is working. Who knew that begging was so effective? I should have begged Raff for a kiss from day one. No, forget that. A girl has to have some pride, after all. But when a sister is at stake, pride be gone.
And how would I explain it to my dad?
I press on. He doesn't even know we're witches.
There is one other option, Liana says, nodding. It'll be more up to you than Miri.
I pause.
What is it?
She stares me dead in the eyes.
I won't take Miri with me to boarding school if you'll switch psyches with me.
Huh? What are you talking about?
There's a swapping spell where two people can switch psyches without anyone knowing, she explains in a rush.
Why would the wonderful and glamorous Liana want to change places with boring old me? But why would you want to be me? I ask. It makes no sense. I can't believe she'd switch places with me just so Miri can be with her.
Something else is brewing in her evil little mind. I'm sure of it. She shrugs.
It's just a really cool spell, and I've always wanted to try it. Once swapped, you see the other person's memories and everything.
She crosses her arms in front of her chest.
Look, do you want to try it or not?
How long would we have to switch for? I ask, my suspicion mounting. She looks away.
Whatever. Not long.
How long? I repeat. She hesitates before answering.
Until we both want to switch back.
Chills creep down my spine. What if Liana never wants to switch back? Sure, my life may have its issues, but you know what? In spite of all my issues, I'm happy being me. I don't really like this idea, I say. I like her even less. She's the last person I'd ever want to be.
Come on, Rachel. You whine about your life constantly, about how annoying your family is, about how the guy you like won't kiss you, about how you have no friends at home. Wouldn't you kill to be me?
I never whine about... I stop. She's right. I do whine. But, like I said, I may have issues, but I wouldn't trade my life for anything. Not even for a pair of perfectly matched boobs. No, I say. Absolutely not.
Then it's back to option one, she says. I'm taking Miri.
That's blackmail, I cry. You can't do that. If the situation weren't so terrifying, I'd laugh. If Liana had come to me with this idea in the first place, before she started getting all nasty, I might have agreed. Hey, I like a good practical joke as well as the next person. I mean, it might even be fun for a while, like maybe a day or two or even a week. And I'd get to whip some butts in tennis. But now she's using it to blackmail me. The question is, why does she want my life? I don't believe for a moment that she cares one iota about Miri. She throws her leg over the broom and raises a foot off the ground.
I can do whatever I want. Don't you get it, Rachel? I always get my way.
With that, she flies off, leaving me in the dark. And if that's not bad enough, now I have to hike all the way back. On the trek down, I have a full-blown panic attack. First of all, I swear I hear howling in the distance. Just wonderful. To top off a perfect night, I'm going to get eaten by a wolf. But even worse, what am I going to do? I need to find a way to stop Liana, to beat her at her own game. If only I could get in touch with my mother. But Miri said Liana cast a blocking spell. All I need to do is unblock the block, and for that I need to get my hands on Liana's spellbook. Right, and then you can crown me Queen of England. I swat a mosquito out of my hair. I have to try. What choice do I have? I creep into my bunk to find my enemy fast asleep. Ha! Fool. And I thought she was smarter than that. I'll just take her jewelry box and... Where's her jewelry box? Her jewelry box is gone. Did she hide it? Or did she morph her spellbook into something else? Maybe a comb? A bottle of suntan lotion? I look around at all our belongings. She could have morphed the spellbook into anything. I grab my baby powder and begin sprinkling it, first on Liana's stuff and then liberally around the room, all the while chanting the appropriate spell under my breath. Nothing morphs. Instead, it looks like it snowed in here. Either that or someone has really bad dandruff.
Penguin Bear's all white!
Carly cries, waking me up. Liana's laughter echoes through the room. I cover my head with my comforter. This isn't over yet. Not by a long shot.
Yay! Raph's coming back today.
Not that I have the energy to deal with that at the moment. I mean, come on. I currently have a little more on my mind than apologizing to and sealing the deal with my quasi-boyfriend. Though... Maybe if I can get one part of my life in order, the rest will fall into place. Like with a math problem, when you start with the brackets and the rest of the equation begins to make sense. The boys aren't scheduled to return until 4-ish, which is smack in the middle of GS. Poodles and I wait on our beach towels, eyes peeled for any signs of incoming boats on the lake. I'm going to walk right up to Raph and plant one on his lips. Then I'll apologize. I don't care who sees either. This is happening today. Now, as soon as he lands his canoe. Not sure if you land a canoe, but it sounds right, since you're bringing it to land. Maybe the sight will shock my sister, who is ignoring me and reading a book on the other side of the beach, into changing her mind. I miss Harris so much, Poodle says, fiddling with her hair. Do I look okay? You look gorgeous, as usual. I, on the other hand, am beyond caring what I look like. Raph has already seen me in my PJs, with a ginormous bruise on my head and covered in bee stings. I doubt smoothing my hair will tip the scales. I just want to kiss him already. You know you can't kiss Harris in public, right? He's still staff. She sighs. I know, but I just want to see him. I know I said that this was just a summer fling for me, but I think I'm falling for him. But you live across the country. Her eyes are shining. We still have 2 weeks of camp left. And maybe he considered transferring to UCLA. Oh, isn't that sweet? Liana says, making herself comfortable next to us on the sand. This has nothing to do with you, I tell her. Seriously, Liana, Poodle says, smoothing her hair again. Get lost. Liana smiles. Everything has to do with me. Haven't you realized that yet, Rach? There they are, Poodle shrieks, scrambling to her feet. I'm going to wait on the dock. The four canoes are now in view, pulling up to the camp. Harris is in the stern of the first boat. Raph is in the bow of the second. I'll be there in a sec, I call to Poodles as she runs down the beach. No, you won't, Liana says. I glare at her. Yes, I will. Silly Rachel, when are you going to learn that I'm the one calling the shots? She lets out an exaggerated sigh. I've given this some thought, and here's how the game's going to be played. See, you surprised me yesterday. I expected you to agree to my plan right off. I thought you would jump at the chance to spend time in my shoes. It should have been an easy choice for you. Your sister comes with me, or you become me. But instead, you're forcing me to make this far more difficult than it needed to be. What are you talking about? Shut up and listen, she orders, her voice icy cold. We are going to switch places. Don't you get it? That's why I'm here. That's why I came to camp in the first place. Excuse me? Liana's eyes flicker over the beach. The question is, how far do I have to go to get what I want? The spine chills are back. What are you going to do? She fixes her gaze on Poodles. It's sweet that she has such strong feelings for Harris, don't you think? Poodles waves to Harris and runs toward him. Leave her alone, I say. Liana ignores me. Don't! I shout. And then, helpless, I feel a gust of cold and watch as Poodles throws her arms around Harris and kisses him right on the mouth. Unfortunately, I'm not the only witness. Deb sees it. Anthony, Abby, Mitch, Janice, Hauser, and Rose all see it, too. That can't be good. Liana sighs. Say bye-bye to Harris. I bet he'll be asked to leave camp immediately. Poodles might have to leave, too. A shame.
2 whole weeks early.
Nausea overwhelms me. You're crazy, I say.
No, I just know what I want.
Ready to switch yet?
I don't answer. Her eyes are on the dock.
Look at Raff in his canoe. Doesn't he look like he's having a good time?
She asks. I feel another gust of cold, and with a flick of Liana's wrist, Bloom, paddle still in his hands, spins around and knocks Raff over the side of the dock. Raff lands headfirst in the water and comes up coughing.
Leave Raff alone,
I cry.
I will if you switch with me.
At least Raff's okay. I watch as he pulls himself onto the dock.
No,
I say clearly. I'm not going to let you bully me. I will not switch places with you. Her cheeks flush with anger. She purses her lips and takes another look around the beach. Then spots my sister, who is still sitting by herself reading.
You know, Rachel, traveling through Europe can be dangerous for a 12-year-old.
Really dangerous.
It would be so easy for something to happen to her, for her to just disappear. Don't you think?
She smiles sadly.
I've always wanted a little sister. Someone just like Miri.
Her smile fades.
Too bad.
Fear slices through me. I gaze at my sister, who is obliviously reading her book and looking so sweet and helpless. I watch her for a moment before I turn back to Liana. I've lost. If I don't do what she wants, I could lose Miri. Forever. Tears sting my eyes. I'll switch, okay? But if I do this, you have to promise you'll never hurt Miri. Ever.
I'm not such a monster, you know. I really don't want to hurt anyone.
What a crock. That's all she's been doing since she arrived at camp.
Promise me.
Her face hardens.
I promise.
I know I have no reason to trust her, but what choice do I have? And anyway, maybe I can still outsmart her. Somehow.
All right.
She stands up and wipes the sand off her shorts.
Come on. Let's get this show on the road.
She smiles sweetly.
And then I have to go make up with my sister, which will be a piece of cake. Let's just say, your sister is very malleable. She's soon going to realize that I'm the nasty person you always said I was, and that you really are wonderful. Don't look so glum, Rachel. Isn't that what you wanted?
I swallow the rock in my throat and follow her up the beach. I take one last look at Raff. The next time I see him, it will be through Liana's eyes. The next time he sees me, I won't be me. Then I look at Miri. I don't know why Liana is doing this. All I know is that I have to save my sister. I try to will Miri to look back at me, but she goes on reading. After Liana gets through with her, Miri will never want to set eyes on me again.